with the first pick in the draft, second pick, the third pick, with the fourth pick, the fifth pick.
Here's the pitch. He swings as a long drive to right, and it is a home run for Gibson.
Catch that coming down to the turf. Agnew splitting a couple of tacklers. There he goes, 35-40. He's in the clear. Jamal Agnew, he's gone. 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. How about that, rookie?
You're listening to Fantasy Advice Bros. Here's your host, Ali.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ali. I am joined by my brother Rams, and we are the Fantasy Advice Bros. We will be bringing you sit starts for all of week 5. And we want to remind people we are doing this prior to the Thursday night game with the New England Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Rams, I've got a shocking player I love this week. How are you doing?
Shocking. That's exciting. I'm doing very well, brother. How are you?
Doing well. A little bit sore because my company played flag football the other day, and somehow I tackled 6 people, and I landed on the floor 10 times. And at my age, been sore for a couple days.
You're saying is you attempted to relive your glory days.
Very poorly, because we don't use pads, and at my age, the soreness stays and stays and stays.
Well, you get an A for effort nonetheless.
Thank you. Speak of A's for effort. So tonight is the Thursday night game, which we will not delve on, but Rob Gronkowski has been ruled out. Did you know that he has been ruled out?
Yeah. There were like 8,000 conflicting reports today, but to your point, he is inactive.
As usual, a ton of conjecture reports. Wait for the official reports is what we always remind the people. And because of that, I am going to tell the people as we get through with the games, a simple replacement for Gronkowski of a player that is less than 5% owned.
This is a good hook.
Dun dun. Let's do a prediction. New England and Tampa Bay, by the time this episode hits, we'll have a winner of the game. New England was favored by 5.5. Since Gronkowski's injury, they are now favored by 3.5. It's in Tampa. What do you think?
I'm not a Jameis guy. Every time you feel like the Bucs are going to take that next step, they don't do it. And I can't bet against Belichick. They have a high school defense. I don't know what's going on that side of the ball, but I can't bet against Belichick and Brady.
So I only agree with you because Tampa Bay secondary is like watching your mom trying to cover.
Yeah, which is essentially like watching the Patriots try to cover this year.
And I think the Patriots win by a touchdown.
Perfect.
All right. Let's get into Sunday 1 p.m. The New York Football Jets at the Cleveland Browns.
Dun, dun, dun.
On the Jets side of the ball of the pooper game of the week, who or what do you like?
Bilal Powell, easy must because Forte's out and he finally, arrived in my life last week. So that was fun.
Even though he was on your bench, let's tell the people.
He was on my bench in
one league.
In one league.
On another.
Not in the other because I was trying to mitigate risk.
But tell the people.
All that got me was Jamison Crowder's negative last week. It crushed me. It crushed me because it cost me high score and money in the league. So that's what I get for trying to be, conservative.
So not to pat myself on the back, I said, I don't even know why people roster Jamison Crowder anymore.
I tend to be patient with guys that are going to have really nice years. And Crowder's going to sit on the bench for a minute.
Let's tell the people, had you started Bilal Powell, you would have won week high in our league and won money.
Yes, this is accurate. Would you like for me to turn over so you can stab me now or after the podcast?
No, I feel like you've already taken the dildo. So
okay,
Jets
yes.
side of the ball.
Yep.
Starting Bilal Powell.
I think Elijah McGuire is a nice kind of like flex play bye week fill-in. Look, the Browns have a really good run defense, which is kind of shocking, right? But it doesn't matter. McGuire's going to play enough, and I think he's got some upside there. And can I interest you in Austin Seferian Jenkins?
ASJ.
The Browns are the worst, literally the worst in the NFL against a tight end. So, if you're that Gronk owner and you're like, what do I do now? Perfect, 1 week streamer, Seferian Jenkins. I like that a lot.
I do too. Actually, he's less than 10% owned. He was going to be somebody I put out there. He is not my surprise of the podcast, though. I agree with everything you just said. Regarding the Cleveland side of the ball, what do you and don't you like?
Duke Johnson, and that's it.
You're finally on the Duke Johnson train?
He's good, man.
Shut
he's good
up.
At eat. He's good in a PPR. I mean, he's catching balls, and that's all you need at this point.
I agree. You don't like anything else for on the Cleveland side?
Rashard Higgins has done absolutely nothing in the last 2 weeks. Kenny Britt would rather be anywhere but Cleveland. And look, Crowell has severely underperformed. I don't trust Crowell, even in a nice matchup.
Okay. Fair enough. And then what do you think? New York at Cleveland, 1.5.
Oh, no. Fire up 0-16. I'm firmly behind it. The Jets are going to win this game.
So I agreed with everything you said in the sit starts, and I don't agree with you. I think this is Cleveland finally says, hey, we're taking one home this
week. Yeah.
After that stellar loss of the Battle of Ohio. All right. Speak of the next game. Let's do your hometown Lions.
The 3-1.
Carolina at Detroit. Hey, last week, let's start with the Carolina side of the ball. Cam Newton woke up. Cam Newton looked like, what injury? What are you guys
talking
about?
Hey, remind me, who did the Panthers play last week?
Your mom on defense, but it looked like.
Oh, the Pats. Okay, cool.
But it looked like he ran 8 times. He looked good. He was throwing the ball with zip. He looked pretty good.
I put literally zero stock into that game.
You're calling it a fluke?
It's an absolute fluke.
Oh.
The Pats are on pace to be a historically bad defense. It doesn't mean anything. If you watch any of that game, there was a point in the game where Kelvin Benjamin was so open, there was nobody within 10 yards of him.
I know.
I don't know what's happening, you know, on defense for the Pats, like we mentioned. I'm giving Cam zero credit for that. Like, I have zero faith going forward.
Okay, then tell me this. On the Carolina side of the ball, who are you starting?
You know what? I think this is kind of a nice spot for Jonathan Stewart. Lions, terrific against the pass all year. We've been had in the run game, especially if Jared Davis, who's questionable, is going to miss another game. We're going to be beat on the ground. I don't too much care for Devin Funchess' fluke. And Kelvin Benjamin is good, and I get it. But I think if he sees enough of Darius Slay, maybe 4 catches, 50 yards kind of a thing.
Okay, so I own Jonathan Stewart. I've been a huge advocate. I'm not starting Jonathan Stewart against the Lions. The only running back to have any success against the Lions was Freeman.
Delvin Cook was on pace for a wonderful game. He had 66 yards basically in one half before he shredded his knee.
Tough to say.
And
those are both Delvin Cook and Freeman are speed backs. Jonathan Stewart is not a speed back. I think this is a Christian McCaffrey game.
Blech, why? I don't see it. Our linebackers have actually been really good in coverage this year. I don't see it. I really don't.
Okay. We disagree. So you like Stewart. I like Christian McCaffrey. Do you like Cam Newton this week?
No, not at all. No.
Agreed. I don't like him this week. I think you're spot on regarding Kelvin Benjamin. I think you're looking at 4 for 44, 5 for 55, and hoping for that touchdown.
Right.
Not much upside with Kelvin Benjamin this week.
Not this week. Agreed.
Okay, and I agree with you. Funchess last week had a good matchup, took advantage of it. I think it was more fluky. I would not start Funchess this week. On the Detroit Lions side of the ball, who, if anybody, do you like? And I say that because I don't like anybody on the Lions side of the ball, but I'll give it away.
So this is going to be the first time all year that we play a team with a really poor secondary. And we're at home. I like this spot for Steph. I really do.
I don't.
I mean, that's why we're doing this.
They have a stellar D-line.
They have a wonderful, wonderful front seven. That's why you don't hear me advocating for Amir Abdullah or anything like that. Okay. If we're going to move the ball, though, it's going to have to be through the air. I can see Steph throwing 2 to 3 touchdowns this week.
I think
Panthers secondary is very, very bad.
I think it, too, is a ceiling. My fear of Stafford isn't his accuracy. It's going to be lack of time in the pocket.
Yeah, I'm with you. So, he's going to have to get rid of the ball very,
you like
very quickly.
Stafford. I don't. I think Stafford's looking at 201, and if he's lucky, 202. What do you think Stafford is?
I think he can be 250 and 2, maybe 3.
Ooh, look at you. Okay, on the receiving side, you're definitely starting Golden Tate. I think Marvin Jones, I'll continue to say, has the sneaky Anquan Boldin touchdown-dependent type of week where if you plug him in, you're hoping he gets that sneaky touchdown for you. You don't recommend the running backs. I don't recommend the running backs.
No, not against that front seven.
Okay.
No.
Anybody else on the Lions side?
No, I think you covered it. I think if you're going to start Jones, you're going to hope he catches that touchdown.
And now we're going to play Honesty Hour. Lions -3 against Carolina. Who would have ever thought they'd see that day?
Well, the Lions are going to win this game.
Hoo-hoo! Yeah. And cover the spread?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at that,
man. Hey, I was right on them last week going into Minnesota. I got faith, man. I close my eyes and I see them winning games.
Does your back hurt from you patting it so hard?
It's a dream. Okay? No, I'm still hurting from when you stabbed me about Jameson Crowder earlier.
I'm calling the upset. I'm calling Carolina over Detroit.
God, miserable.
I'm a huge Lions fan. I hope the Lions win. I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, it's going to be fun watching that game together this
spot
Sunday.
Because Carolina has such a strong front seven.
Yeah, because it's the first team we've played all year with a really good front seven. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
Speak of fun fronts. There's an app called Draft. Believe it or not, you can go to draft.com to see it. It's live fantasy drafts, daily, weekly, and season long. And, brother, I think you have used this app in the past. And
dude, I always, dug this app. We've talked about it for a little while now. I love it even more after last week, though.
Ooh.
Because we talked about how I kind of had a thing for Eli Manning, and I really, really wanted to get exposure to him. And I did, and it worked out, and it almost made up for the Jameson Crowder thing. So you can go, you could do, right? You could do $1 contest, you could do $1,000 contests, whatever you want. It's different from your regular FanDuel DraftKings in that there is no salary cap. The app is called Draft, so quite literally you have a draft. But the beauty of it is, it takes less than 5 minutes. Some of them take less than 2 minutes. You get in, you get out, and it's a lot of fun. And it's nice in that if you really do have a sneaky feeling on a player, you can get some exposure to them without, you know, having to risk anything in a season-long league. Or maybe you just don't own that player and you're convinced they're going to kill it this week. And this kind of gives you the chance to do that. Low risk, too, because some contests are a dollar.
Yep, and folks, I'm going to give you that fifth round pick to do in the draft app, and there's going to be a ton of value, less than 5% owned. I'm going to get to it. You just got to stick around. The thing that I want to remind people is it's a 5-star rated app, highest in the store for this type of sport, and there's a promo code. Do you want to tell the people about it?
Yeah, absolutely. So when you sign up, use promo code RTNBA, National Basketball Association, and you'll get $3 into your bankroll. And, you know, if you want to be kind of conservative like I was with Jameson Crowder, yeah, it's still pretty fresh in my head. You can just do a $3 contest and go from there just to get a lay of the land kind of a thing. RTNBA.
All right. Let's keep moving. Next game on the slate, the San Francisco 49ers traveling to the Indianapolis Colts, who gave the Seattle Seahawks a great first half last
week.
Yeah,
exactly.
Till the wheels fell off the bus. Sticking to the Niners' side of the ball, Carlos Hyde and
Garcon. Here's a great stat. I like this. The
Ooh.
Niners, right? A couple Thursdays ago, scored 5 touchdowns on the Rams.
That's right.
Okay. How many have they scored the rest of the year against everybody else? Touchdowns.
I know they didn't score the first week, so I'm going to say 2.
0.
Ooh.
Literally 0.
Ooh.
With that said, like you said, Hyde is gold. Pierre Garcon is really, really consistent in a PPR.
What do you think of streaming Hoyer? I think that's a decent spot for Hoyer this week.
Dude, 0 touchdowns outside of 1 game. I don't like it. Colts front 7 is kind of okay. They're tough to run on, and Vontae Davis being back is kind of a big boon to them. Don't get me wrong, they're still a trash team without Luck.
So
but I wouldn't stream Hoyer.
So
no.
Here's what I'll tell you. I like Hyde this week. If Davis is going to be on PNG, I don't like PNG this week. To me, if you need a quarterback and you've got, let's say, Jay Cutler, I would stream Hoyer.
If you need a quarterback and you already have Jay Cutler, then you should stab yourself like I did about Crowder.
All right, look at you in sharp objects this week. All right, Colts side of the ball. I think this is a great, and I am doing it, spot for a Frank Gore.
Yeah, man, he's having a nice year.
Quietly, yes.
He's not slowing down. He looks really good and explosive. I know my friends and I were watching them Sunday night, and he still looks limber for a man his age with the miles on him. So kudos to him. Jack Doyle, not so bad. Brissett seems to like him. He practiced fully today,
yeah.
So he should be cleared of his concussion. And T.Y. Hilton, no-brainer. Yeah, yep. No-brainer.
And I'll tell you what. more than Hoyer, I like Jacoby Brissett in this spot.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm okay with streaming Brissett this week. Most
look
definitely.
At that.
Yeah, I like that.
We are in agreement. Colts minus -1.5. What do you think?
I can't get over that stat about the Niners not scoring a touchdown, so I'll do the Colts.
Ramsey likes the Colts big this week. All right. And then taking a look at Tennessee at Miami. Get this. It's a pick 'em.
It's a pick 'em because Mariota's questionable.
Let's assume Mariota plays. If Mariota plays, you're starting him at Miami. And you're starting DeMarco Murray at Miami. And anybody else?
Look, there's finally bye weeks. So I'm guessing if you own DeMarco Murray, you have to start him. I don't care for DeMarco Murray or Derrick Henry this week. The Dolphins have a really, really good run defense. And Dominic Sue's been swallowing up run games. Especially if Mariota's out, it's going to be really tough for Tennessee to find any room on the ground. Really, the only one I like is Delanie Walker.
I barely like Walker. Actually, I'm going to bench him.
For your shocker special of the week, apparently?
Yes. We are a couple of games away from getting to it. And on the Miami side of the ball, man, what a poor offense. Man, oh, man, what a poor offense with so many athletes and horses. Jay Ajayi, I fear, because Tennessee has a very stingy run.
It doesn't
defense.
Matter, though. You own Ajayi, you're starting him.
I know. You just got to timid your expectations, and then you're obviously not starting Cutler. We gave you some streaming options, even if you're down to a Cutler.
Yeah, and there'll be some more coming up.
But here's the problem. What about Devontae Parker and Jarvis Landry?
Devontae Parker and Landry, I'm still okay with. Landry's still kind of sort of catching passes for PPR.
He's having weeks of four or less.
Devontae Parker's going to be kind of big play. Yeah, big play, touchdown dependent.
Scary, man. I would avoid my Dolphins. I would start Jay Ajayi, like you said, kind of because you have to. He's the force. He's averaging almost 20 touches a week. But timid your expectations. This is tough. Let's assume Mariota plays. It's a pick 'em. You like Tennessee?
Yes. Yeah, most definitely, if Mariota's going to play.
Agreed. All right. Another one. I find this one. This is one of my, like, it's low on the radar, but I think it's a sexy defensive matchup. Buffalo at Cincinnati. On the Bills' side of the ball, Mr. Consistent Tyrod Taylor still available in 80% of leagues. I don't know why.
Because he stinks.
He averages 18 fantasy points a week. Gross. He had 1 week with 13 and 1 week with 16, the other two with 18. Not sure what the problem is here, folks. Starting LeSean McCoy, thankfully, in a PPR, he's catching balls. And Charles Clay, thank you very much. He has been helping me out big time. Bill's side of the ball, anybody else?
That's it. No, and we're to a point with Charles Clay where he's must start. That's it. Tyrod loves him, and he's producing.
Heck, yeah.
Outside of that, that's it.
Cincinnati side of the ball, I'm going to say AJ Green, and you're going to rebut me with who else?
Bill's defense is great. I don't think Tyler Kroft is going to sneaky repeat that stuff from last week. I'd still roll out Mixon.
I wouldn't.
He's not producing.
I'm done.
I understand.
I would not. It's a great
fair.
Defense.
It is a very good defense.
Stop doing it.
He's producing. He's
don't
getting a lot of carries.
Dude,
it. You got to factor in bye weeks, too. Like,
don't
it's,
do
it's
it.
It's really tough in a 12-guy to find
warning,
suitable
caution.
Options.
Why? So you can watch Gio Bernard take another sweet screen to the house? Or how about when they get to the one and Jeremy Hill takes it?
Man, there was nobody within 40 yards of Gio on that touchdown. The Browns are a dumpster.
I kept saying, I thought the Joe Mixon thing, he's more talented than the other two, fine. But the volume isn't there. And the Marvin Lewis doesn't care about your fantasy feelings.
The problem is the volume has been there the last 2 weeks, and he's still not producing. I think that's kind of the biggest killer. With all of that said, I'd still bet on the volume, and I'd still roll him out.
Okay, Cincinnati -3. I don't like it. I think the Bills outright win. Look at them, man. They've been on fire. Look what they did against Atlanta, and that was on the road.
I
like the Bills to outright
I can see
win
them.
This week.
I'm with you. I can see them harassing garbage Andy Dalton enough to turn him over a couple times and really
help himself out. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, Andy Dalton is garbage.
You know what, though? Cincinnati does put out a shockingly decent front seven, though.
They have a very good defense
they
overall.
Really
that's not their problem.
All right. Moving on to the L.A. Chargers at New York Giants. Here is where my tease ends. What am I talking about? I don't like this week. I love Antonio Gates this week, and I'm going to give you two strong reasons why.
Is his ownership really that low at this point?
He is owned in less than 5% of leagues.
What?
understandably so, based on the history of the season. People, you have to remember, it's okay to look at historical stats, but when you only look at historical stats and you don't take into account travel and everything else, you're going to get stuck in limbo land. I'm going to tell you two stats about Antonio Gates and why I love him. One of them is going to be conjecture, the other one's fact. Fact, if your mother played tight end against the New York Giants, they couldn't cover her.
That's true.
They're horrible against tight ends this season.
That's where the susceptible.
Horrible.
Yep.
Two, I have owned Antonio Gates several times over the years. He was born and raised here in the big Detroit, Michigan area. Whenever he plays East Coast teams and he does really well against them, I think he's already broken the all-time NFL record week two when he caught his one touchdown. I think he catches the second this week. Phillip Rivers is going to be in trouble in the pocket. He's going to have to go to places he knows. With Jenkins all over Keenan Allen, who I would still start, and Tyrell Williams, not really a possession guy, I think Gates is a very sneaky one, if not two, touchdown-dependent guy this week. That's how much I love Gates. Go.
No, I'm good with that. The Giants are bad against the tight end. We've documented that. They're consistent about it. Cameron Bray had a great game against them last week, and O.J. Howard as well. I like Gates, not as much as you do, but I do like Gates. I'd roll out Hunter Henry absolutely as well. Like you said about Allen, we're starting him. I do like Tyrell Williams in the spot, though, man. If Janoris Jenkins is going to follow around Allen, and that's what I'm anticipating, that means Williams is going to get matched up against Eli Apple, and Eli Apple has been so bad this year. He's been absolutely abused this year.
Yeah.
And I can see Tyrell Williams breaking off a big reception.
And Melvin Gordon, he's been complaining to get a little bit more of the rock. I think this is a decent spot for him.
Listen, I love Melvin Gordon. You own him. You're going to start him.
Yep. Agreed.
He's complaining for the ball, but I'm telling you, man, when you watch him, he lacks vision. And a lot of times he's getting swallowed up in the backfield. It's a bad, bad combination. And I'm such a big fan of his, but he's not exactly running great.
Okay. So the other thing I want to remind people, West Coast team traveling out east on an early 1 p.m.
1 o'clock. Yeah.
1 o'clock kickoff. I think the Giants role in this game. I think Eli is going to light the world on fire because the Chargers secondary is as bad as your mom being back there. I think you roll out OBJ, obviously. I think you're rolling out Sterling Shepard, and I think Brandon Marshall is worth the start.
I can't trust Brandon Marshall. I don't think the
he's
Chargers...
been catching balls the last few weeks, though. I've rolled him out the last 2 weeks. He's been fine.
I don't think the Chargers secondary is as bad as you say. I mean, it's not all amazing. Losing Verrett was a big blow.
That's half the field.
Either way, I do think the Giants will win. And if you wanted to stream Eli, I'm kind of good with it.
Yep, I think it's an absolutely fabulous spot for him. I think this is the week the Giants finally cracked that 21 bugaboo where they've been having trouble scoring over 21 points. I think they put up three, if not four, touchdowns this week. I like the Giants bit.
I think they'll win as well.
And mind you, I do want to reiterate something that I said last week. Last week I said Phillip Rivers bounces back after horrible games. He had a great bounce back last week after getting trounced by the Chiefs 2 weeks ago. I think it's a decent spot for Phillip Rivers. I would tim in my expectations. A 202-2 type game is what I would think for him.
Yeah. I got a lot of respect for the Giants defense. I don't love Rivers this week.
All right. And then let's talk about another 1 o'clock game that you and I have exchanged text messages on regarding the Jacksonville Jaguars at Pittsburgh Steelers. Jacksonville Jaguars, I'll let you tell the people about their top five what defense?
Run defense. Pass defense. Their pass defense. So here's the best end in the world on the Jags. They give up 5.7 yards per attempt through the air. That's mind-blowingly excellent, okay? Conversely, they give up 5.7 yards per carry on the ground. That's mind-blowingly terrible. So with all that said, only real pass catcher I like for Pittsburgh is obviously Antonio Brown because you just roll him out. This is a spot, man, where Le'Veon Bell, he had 35 carries last week. I honestly would expect him to get another 30-plus this week.
40.
He's going to feast. He's going to have a monster game. Definitely wouldn't do anything with Big Ben. I'd park Martavis Bryant, no problem.
I know, I'm doing it. It's hurting my feelings.
Ah, you should, dude. Nobody's passing on the Jags.
Agreed.
So basically just left Bell there.
Okay, so on the Jacksonville side of the ball, just Leonard Fournette.
Fournette, yeah. And you know Pittsburgh's had a really, really nice defense as well this season. But, yeah, for Fournette's a must start.
Yeah, but their SOS has been strength of schedule has been very low.
That's true.
So it's really Fournette on the Jacksonville side of the ball and Le'Veon Bell.
That's it, yep.
That's it.
More or less.
All right. Pittsburgh, 8.5.
I think Jacksonville will cover. That's a lot.
You know, it's in Heinz Field. I'm taking the 8.5.
I think it'll be a nasty game.
All right. Well, hold on. We didn't get to the nasty game. Let's get to one. That looks fun on paper, but I think we'll end up being nasty. Whenever the Arizona Cardinals at 1 p.m. travel out east, Carson Palmer looks like he swallowed your mom and your mom is trying to throw the ball. They're at Philadelphia, whose secondary can be had. So I want to say this about Arizona. I think it's going to be a horrible first half. They always like have to have Gatorade at halftime and come out in the second half, and then he'll put up a few touchdowns. I am streaming Jerron Brown this week of Arizona because I'm benching Martavius Bryant. I love Jerron Brown this week. On the Arizona side of the ball, I'll let you talk about anybody else you like.
Yeah, look, I like Carson. Eagles, they're really, really tough to run on. They've got a Agreed. Really, really good front seven.
Agreed.
Their secondary has been very, very bad this year. It's still beat up by injury. I think they're giving up 275 yards through the air. And couple that with Arizona can't run. They cannot run the ball.
Agreed.
All they're going to do is have Carson heave it. He might throw two interceptions or so.
Two or three.
I could still see him ending up with 300-plus yards
Agreed.
And 2-3 touchdowns as well, though.
Yep, the picks are scary.
I know you highlighted Jerron Brown. Andre Ellington I'm rolling out this week. It's kind of worked out the way that I thought it would after Dave Johnson went down, and he's the only back in that offense to own. So 14 targets last week. Friend of the program, Nader, let me know today. He leads all NFL running backs in targets.
Dun, dun.
So Ellington in a PPR is at this point gold. So I'm starting Ellington.
Dropping knowledge. Well. On the Philadelphia side of the ball, it's a little tricky for me. I love Alshon Jeffery. He's been worth rolling out most of the season. He's had a couple of tricky matchups where Josh Norman shut him down. I'm afraid Patrick Peterson might be up as behind, and Patrick Peterson is still doing a really good job.
Yes, I would avoid Alshon if I possibly could this week.
No, it hurts my feelings saying that
dude,
it does.
Patrick Peterson is swallowing everybody whole this season.
But you know what? I don't mind Carson Wentz here. I think it's a good spot for him. Arizona secondary is giving up yards. It's Patrick Peterson.
I'm good with that. And look, they just lost Marcus Golden. He's a very, very underrated linebacker. They lost him for the year. They're having to move Hassan Reddick around. Deion Buchanan is back. That'll help, but I'm good with Wentz. The Eagles are kind of like Arizona in that they can't run the ball to save their lives. I know Blount is coming off a really nice game, but it's kind of the first time all year they ran it well. And Arizona's got a pretty solid run D. So I'm good with Wentz this week. Wendell Smallwood, too. I mean, he's catching passes.
Yeah, he is. His upside is just so limited because he's not the goal line back.
It is kind of. I know they mix in
between the 20s.
Yeah, they mix in Corey Clement, and Blount is going to get the short yardage and goal line.
Yeah.
But
I mean, if you have to, you have to. Running back two. RB2s are tough this year. All right, let's see. Seattle is 6.5. I like it. Because you're getting the touchdown.
Not Seattle. You mean Philly?
Seattle. Yes, the Eagles. Thank you.
Yeah, I could see Philly winning by a touchdown.
The Birds versus the Birds. All right.
Yeah.
All right, 4 p.m., Seattle at my Rams. I am still rolling out the Rams defense. I just want to say that. On the Seahawks side of the ball, Russell Wilson and...
So is this, hold on, before we get there, is this the point in the podcast when I reach over and kiss your feet for calling the Rams over Dallas last weekend? I would just like everybody to know that watching that game with you last Sunday was absolutely excruciating. I just wanted to
because
put that
I
out
was
there.
Correct and you weren't because it didn't give you another reason to pat yourself on the back.
Blah 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 blah. Good call. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Back to the topic at hand. Russell Wilson, two major bounce backs the last couple of weeks. Thank God for my.
I think he rolls for the rest of the season. I think he ends the season top five fantasy.
You know what? I'm good with that. The nice thing about him is he's been more of a second half guy than he has first half. So
second half of the season. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. So the slow start is kind of not shocking. With that said, Doug Baldwin practiced fully today, rolling out Baldwin. Look, Rawls and Lacy, flip a coin, whatever you want to do.
Rawls, not Lacy. I would not put Lacy in my lineup. It has to be Rawls or nothing.
What are you so confident in Rawls in? He's been inactive the last two weeks.
Well, Eddie Lacy looks like he's slower than your mom in your mom's kitchen.
Look, Lacy's trash. He looked okay last Sunday night.
No.
Honestly, I would avoid it until I saw how it shook out. If you absolutely have to, I would do Rawls.
Rawls. I don't like Jimmy Graham. The Rams are good against tight ends.
Jimmy Graham stinks now anyway.
Thank you.
Here's one. If you're just absolutely decimated with buys and you need to, like, throw a dart at the wall and pray. Look, man, J.D. McKissick, right? He had
no,
two.
Don't
listen,
do that. No.
Did I not preface it? If you're decimated by buys and you need some upside,
and you're in an 18-guy league,
maybe you play against Brady tonight and Brady puts a 40 on you and you got to try and make up some ground.
That is not
and
upside. That's downside.
No, I don't agree. Awesome. He touched it twice last week. He scored twice. That's the definition of upside. Yes, he could be a zero.
So
he could be a 20.
I want to remind the people.
If you need a dart throw.
Last season, I owned C.J. Spiller when he was on the Seattle Seahawks for 10 minutes, and I'll never forget, he scored two times in one game for Seattle, and then I think 2 weeks later, he was caught.
Have you never played darts? I said it's a dart throw.
All right. Rams side of the ball. Let's speak English to each other. I think Joff is an okay start.
Not in Seattle.
It's in L.A.
Well, then I'm mistaken, and I still wouldn't do it against that defense.
I think he's an okay start. You're obviously rolling out Gurley. Cooper Kupp?
Sure. Because I think Sherman will end up on Sammy Watkins, who I would not start this week.
Yep, Watkins is the one that scares me.
Cub, I still think will have a meh game, maybe 5 for 60, 6
and
for 60.
And you're hoping for the touchdown.
Something
I
like
agree.
That, yeah,
yeah.
You hope he scores.
Yep, agreed.
And I think that's about it.
I like Joff here. It's a home game. I mean, Seattle's been giving up yards. Yeah, they can be had a little bit. They aren't 5 years ago Seattle defense. Rams, 2.5. I'll tell you what. I like
Seattle's defense still been good, man. Sorry to go back to it.
They've been good, not great.
Yeah, but they're not getting crushed through the air. Even Tennessee ran on them. Mariota had a nice game.
Jacoby Brissett lit him up in the first half.
In the first half, he scored a touchdown.
It was Jacoby Brissett.
Hey, that's your streamer of the week, Jacoby Brissett.
Rams, 2.5. What do you think?
No, Seattle's going to win. Okay. I'm not buying in. I'm not all in on the Rams. Like
all right,
everybody
I'm
going to
give you another game. It's a pick'em. It's 4 p.m. Baltimore at Oakland, and Oakland, for some god awful reason, is rolling out E.J. Manuel. But let's stick to the Baltimore side of the Baltimore Ravens side of the ball. Are you starting any Raven?
If I have to start Buck Allen, I would.
Okay.
And that's really about it.
Yep. Macklin, touchdown dependent, and you're really hoping.
Flacco's been so bad.
He really has.
So bad.
He really has. Let's move on to the Oakland side of the ball. E.J. Manuel, I will say it again, is starting. I don't know that I can recommend any Raider because E.J. Manuel is starting. I would not start Marshawn Lynch.
How sad is it that E.J. Manuel is Derek Carr's backup?
If I owned Crabtree, I'd roll him out. I would worry about his upside, and if I own Cooper, I'm going to roll him out, but I'm worried about
the
his
only
upside.
The only one on Oakland, I know you're going to start yelling at me, that I would start this week is Lynch.
Ugh.
It's I know. I hear you. He's been terrible, and thus far you've been absolutely right, and maybe he'll continue to be that way.
Maybe.
But if you own Lynch, it's do or die time, especially if it looks like Brandon Williams is going to be out again, who's the Ravens' far and away top run stuffer. And they're to a point now where they can't baby Lynch. They're going to need to lean on him. E.J. Manuel is not going to throw them to victories. If Lynch doesn't produce this week, especially if Brandon Williams is out, that's it. It's more or less panic time with him. I would definitely start him this week.
I'd be willing to bet you Elijah Maguire gets more fantasy points than Marshawn Lynch this week.
You know what? We'll revisit that. I'm good with that. I think Lynch is going to get 20 carries this week.
It's a pick 'em game. Who do you like?
Oh, Lord. E.J. Manuel will make just enough mistakes.
Agreed. I think Baltimore rolls just because they're probably going to blitz the crap out of him.
Oh,
E.J. Manuel
should.
Is so bad.
Oh, terrible.
Okay, next one. This is a fun, fancy game. I finally had to cut my Packers defense because they're at Dallas. Dallas minus 2. Green Bay side of the ball. Everybody?
The only one I would not do.
Okay.
Is Geronimo Allison if Davante Adams plays.
Agreed.
If he's out, I'd love Allison this week. I think that'd be a really nice bye week fill-in or
agreed.
Flex play.
Tell me about the running back situation because that looks really tricky for Green Bay.
You know what? It's such a good matchup. If Ty Montgomery plays, I think you kind of have to start him and hope.
Even with the broken ribs?
Hope his ribs kind of hold up. Hope he catches some passes. Look, his value more or less this year has been via the reception. He doesn't run particularly well. I mean, he's
agreed.
A converted wideout, so it makes
agreed.
Sense. But he gets enough touches to where I think if he's in, especially in a matchup like this, you kind of got to roll him out. Jamal Williams, Aaron Jones, I'm avoiding because I have no idea what's going to happen.
I know.
Jamal Williams is practicing fully. He's
Aaron
supposedly
Jones
healthy.
Looks like he runs much better than Jamal Williams.
That's true. Yeah. That's absolutely true. But who knows how it's going to shake out. I would avoid that.
Okay. I also I think Martellus Bennett's targets start to go up. Dallas is decent against the tight end, not great. I think Bennett has some value here. I don't know that he catches a touchdown, but I think his targets continue to go up.
I'm good with that. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Dallas side of the ball, I think there's the foundational three, right? Dak, Ezekiel, and Dez. Anybody else?
If like you really want to take a gamble on Terrence Williams scoring a touchdown, I don't love it, but I can kind of sort of see it. Dallas is going to have to score in this game, right? Outside of that, that's it. Witten started hot, and then he's been very, very blah. If you need to start Witten, I guess I get it, but I don't love Witten this week either.
Cowboys, -2.
I never bet against Aaron Rodgers. I can't stand him. I see him in my nightmares. I can't do it. I hope to God they lose by 100. I can't do it, though.
Do you think you see him in your nightmares like Olivia Munn does?
Oh, no question.
All right, Kansas City Chiefs at the Texans. Chiefs side of the ball. Who do you like?
Did you know the Chiefs have been the second most sacked team in the NFL this year? Isn't that kind of surprising?
I did not. I can tell you the stat everybody knows. They're the only remaining
undefeated. Yeah, I'm with you.
Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, the Chiefs are pretty straightforward. Hill, Hunt, and Kelsey are every week locks. I don't think this is a spot where I want to stream Alex Smith. Houston's defense has been relatively solid.
Agreed. Alex Smith is worth starting every week one of every season and coming off a bye week because Andy Reid's a genius. Those are the only 2 weeks I'll ever advocate Alex Smith.
He's been pretty solid. But
Houston's side of the ball,
I've
got a tricky one for you. Deshaun Watson, what are your expectations?
I'm good with it. I think he can somehow still scrape out a couple of touchdowns. I don't think he's going to be thrown for 350 plus some yards or anything like
no.
that. But I do think he can scratch out 2 touchdowns. So I am okay with streaming him if you need to. Like, you know, Drew Brees is on a bye. Kirk Cousins is on a bye this week.
Yep. I think you expect 200 all-purpose yards and 2 touchdowns
out
of Watson.
Sure.
Maybe a turnover or so.
Sure.
DeAndre Hopkins cannot get enough targets, apparently. There's just not enough in the world. You're obviously rolling him out. Talk to me about the running back situation.
Lamar Miller's still a must-start. He's been performing really, really admirably in a PPR. This is not a spot for Deontay Foreman or anything like that.
I was just going to ask you. I agree.
No, I own him. I love him. He's been getting more run these past couple of weeks, but this is not a spot for him. Leave him on the bench.
For some reason, the Vegas has this game as a pick-em.
Yeah, Houston is good at home, and Watson's got people believing. I think this is going to be the week Houston does it. Something about Watson feels kind of sort of special. I think Houston will get it done at home. And look, KC just played a really, really tough game on Monday night, whereas Houston kind of left their way to a win against Tennessee on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't agree. I love Houston. I think Kansas City, I know that it's a short week for them. They had a fluky win at the end of the Monday night game, honestly. I like Kansas City here.
That's why it's a pick 'em.
Not by much. All right, last game, Minnesota at Chicago. Let me start and say the following. I don't like Case Keenum here. If you're desperate and you're streaming, fine. With Dalvin Cook going down, there was all those reports about Latavius Murray, and let me be the first to say the following. All offseason, I advocated to handcuff him. I was mistaken.
He's trash.
Okay. He's still
trash.
Hurt is the reason why I was mistaken. I think Jerick McKinnon has some value in PPR because he's likely to catch 5 balls, maybe a few more with some yards. Murray's going to be very touchdown dependent. And didn't they just sign somebody off the street?
They signed Stephen Ridley, but just to back up, he's no threat to Murray. Look, Murray's going to get the bulk of the carries, but I don't think it's going to translate to anything. He runs
Agreed.
Like he has cement on his feet. He's an abysmal, abysmal rusher. Honestly, McKinnon's kind of sort of regressed these past couple of years. He dropped a crucial third down ball against the Lions. With that said, if you need like a flex play in a PPR, I get it. He'll be the third down passing back. Maybe he'll rack up some catches for you. Diggs and Thielen are no-brainers. I think in the Bears defense, I like and I kind of respect, but I think this is going to be where Minnesota needs to finally start integrating Kyle Rudolph into the offense. He had 2 catches last week, and they both came after Dalvin Cook went down. So I think that's kind of sort of telling. So maybe if you need to start a tight end, I'm okay with taking a chance on Rudolph this week.
Okay. Chicago side of the ball. Howard.
I don't even know about Howard. Let me ask you, like, if you're John Fox, why are you rolling out your rookie quarterback first time ever against this defense? Why don't you just let Glennon get murdered?
Howard.
One more week.
Howard, Cohn.
Honestly, Cohen maybe to get some dump offs. I'll tell you who I like this week is Zach Miller. Minnesota's defense, unbelievable. They've given up at least four receptions to a tight end in every game this year. Look, amongst three tight ends last week, the Lions had seven catches against them. Trubisky's going to have to throw to somebody. I mean, Kendall Wright, you know what I'm saying? So I think Zach Miller will be a nice kind of plug and play for the week. I guess if you own Jordan Howard, you have to. The upside to me is so limited. And if the thing about Trubisky is he's kind of the opposite of Glennon in that he's going to try to, like, force downfield and push, right? I can't see him checking down a ton like Glennon did.
Mitch, I hope you don't get run over this week. But I think Monday night, if I own the Vikings defense, I'm expecting
a bloodbath.
Yeah, close to 20 points.
Yeah, a bloodbath.
Chicago side of the ball, I can only advocate for the two running backs because I think they're going to catch a lot of balls and I think they're going to get a lot of touches.
Jordan Howard has hands of stone. Then what you're saying is you like Cohen and you hope Jordan Howard gets a one-yard touchdown.
All right. It is a pick'em. I don't know why.
There's no way it's a pick'em. Are you serious?
Yes. Right now it's a pick'em. Maybe later it's going to change.
Do you want to mortgage our homes on Minnesota?
We're both fans of the Vikings this week. All right. Rams, I had a lot of fun. Look forward to doing the preview for next week. Next week.
Yes, go Lions.
Thanks for listening to Fantasy Advice Bros. Presented by Gabber Media.